What's going on, people? This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of Life Code Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Dragon Ball Z. Last time on Dragon Ball Z. So in case you guys don't know, I'm a nerd. I'm just kidding. Yeah, this is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Code Podcast and the Life Code app, which is coming soon. So as a disclaimer, here at Life Code, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to some of the struggles in your life. And we just give advice to those that can use it, and they can either take it or they don't. So, just want to say, once again, thank you guys for supporting us through this effort. And don't forget that on coming soon on September 30th is the International Podcast Day. So if you have a favorite podcast, don't forget to post them or post on social media with the hashtag International Podcast Day. And with your favorite podcaster. Man, my throat. Not saying that I'm your favorite podcaster, but, you know, if you want to go ahead and, you know, give a shout out or show support for your favorite podcaster with the hashtag International Podcast Day, it will help support, not only support, but, you know, help spread the word about a podcast that you love or that you've grown fond of over the time. All right, so that being said, that plug's been done. Next is our topic for the day. So what's the topic? The topic is how to cope with staying late at work and family. A lot of us do this, so I do it. And, you know, the consequences are that your spouse or your family is not too happy with you when you miss, you know, family functions or, you know, just because you're late. And you know why? Because your family loves you. That's why. And so they always want you there. So, but, you know, sometimes work calls, duty calls, and we have to stay later than the regular 9 to 5 just to get projects and stuff done. So, I mean, how do we get to that place anyway of where, you know, we sacrifice family for work, you know? And there's a couple things. It's just, for one, I mean, one thing is that, you know, as your family grows, you know, the money needs of money, you know, grow as well. So, of course, one of the parents in the family will, especially the one that usually has the better job, will take on projects or take a second job just so that they can try to make sure that their family lives comfortable. Because, I mean, when you have a family, or especially when you have, well, of course, when you have a family that includes kids, but when you have kids, you want them to live better than you did. So, of course, what do? You work to the bone to make sure that they are taken care of and that they're okay. And, you know, you always want to try to get them into a good college, a good school, so that they can get a good education and live prosperously. So that's, you know, that's some of the reasons why we decide to sacrifice our time and our family's time in order to make sure that your kids and, you know, and your spouse are okay and taken care of. I mean, but is that okay? What's the price? I mean, I can't name how many times I've read online about families breaking up because, you know, the father or the mother are not there as much, or no longer there. They're always at work or doing something else. or going to another work function in order to promote their business and all, you know, and stuff. And I mean, not saying that's bad. I mean, it is good that you want to take care of your family. However, there has to be a line that you draw and that you will not cross in order to make sure that you please your family and also be able to be successful at work. So how do you do this? Like I just said, you and your family have to talk, especially when you're about to get a promotion or, you know, there's about to be a change in your job, in your work situation. You guys have to talk and you have to explain to them, sit them down like, hey guys, I just got this job, but look, it's going to require a little bit more effort from me, but I promise we're going to set these dates and then we're going to, you know, we're going to get do stuff that we can do. You might have to sacrifice some things because of this promotion or because of the change in work, but you have to explain that to your family and let them know so that they're more understanding of why you can't be there for, you know, that soccer game or that basketball game. And so sit them down, explain to them the situation. You also have to talk to your boss. Let him or her know that, you know, you love the job, but there's certain things that you're not willing to sacrifice. Most bosses will be okay with this unless they're divorced. And then they will, you know, will threaten your job probably, like most do. But it's just that you have to set that, you know, you have to draw that line in the sand of that you won't cross, like working on Christmas, certain holidays, stuff like that. You know, normal stuff that you have to do with your family. You have to make that clear to your boss so that it's understood and you're not being, and another thing is that it's you're saving yourself and you're not making sure that you're not overworked. So that's a way to balance that portion between your work and family. Another thing to do to make it easy is, you know, bring your family to work. I mean, if you're working late anyway, guess what? Everybody's going to be going out of the office. So nobody's going to really care if you bring your wife or kids to the office after hours. And what this does is it helps your family see that you actually are really busy and you actually are working to try to better them. And how this will also help, say if you're a firefighter or anywhere in the public sector, you know, and you do something that helps people, once your kids, you know, see that and your wife or your spouse see that, they'll see that, oh my gosh, you know, he's actually out there helping people. I'm so proud of my wife or husband. And I can't believe how selfish I've been, you know, this whole time. And that'll help them see stuff from your point of view. Now, if you work in an office, of course, it's not going to be as, you know, glamorous to your family. They're not going to really understand why somebody else cannot do what you're doing. But still bringing them there when they see that, you know, you're the only one working past certain hours or that your boss requires, you know, certain things from you, then that it will help. It will help them understand as well. And in the end, if, you know, you have to choose family first because they've been there with you since the start. So a quote I read online today says, family first, work next, because there's no replacement for a family lost. And that's the truth. You can't replace family, but you can't replace those memories that you have with your family. And you have to, if it's to the point where it's causing more arguments or more issues in your family, you have to choose your family, and not saying just up and quit your job, but have a plan of what you want to do. And once that happens, and then once you have that plan, then, you know, you can go ahead and make plans to leave that job and explain to them why, which a lot of companies now, what they try to do is do exit interviews so that they can know what the problem is or why there's a certain trend of people leaving, and they'll understand that, and hopefully they can change their policies. Well, that's it for me today, folks. Again, you know, with the situation in Houston, if you can, go to any, try. So there's a lot of, how you know, there's a lot of legitimate sites, but there's also illegitimate sites. So you have to be careful on how you choose. So, but do what you can, and it doesn't have to be through money. You can go spread the word, or, you know, even if you have a boat and you live in a Texas area, you can just go down and try to help people out, you know. So once again, however you can help those people down there, please try to help them out. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast. Hopefully it'll be helpful to somebody out there. And if you'd like to us to mention your program, or you know, advertise for you, all you have to do is email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or you can reach us on Instagram or Twitter and send us a direct message. This is Arthur Anthony. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you guys stay well and stay safe. Thank you.